Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got an elementary lesson, and we're back to the food series.
And we are talking about my favorite kind of Chinese food.
And that is?
That is Shanxi food.
Oh, okay. So today we've got two friends, and I'm pretty sure they're in Shanxi.
Yeah, I guess. But that's the best part about Chinese food, is you can really go anywhere and get good Shanxi food.
Oh, right.
Okay, so today we are back with our old friend Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She has been traveling all around China, eating all of the very delicious foods.
I didn't even realize the girl's name was Sarah this whole time.
Some of us pay attention a little more than others. Okay, anyway, let's go ahead. Let's find out who Sarah is with, where she is, and most importantly,
what they're going to eat.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojiamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, biangbiang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
Dialogue, second time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojiamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, biangbiang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
Dialogue, third time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojiamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, biangbiang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
All right, so Sarah is visiting her friend Arnold, who says, I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors.
Okay, so this should give us a pretty good idea of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Terracotta Warriors are a very famous thing to see in Xi'an.
Mm, exactly. Now, we're not sure if you are familiar with the English name, but I'm sure you guys all know what the Bing Ma Yong is.
Okay. Well, even if you don't know what it is, and I doubt that, it's an incredible experience.
Right. So incredible here It just means like amazing.
Super amazing. All of these words that just mean really, really great.
Right. And in fact, incredible sometimes is used to describe something that's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's so good that it's hard to believe,
mm-hmm.
right? Like China has a lot of incredible food.
Right, exactly. And speaking of the Terracotta Warriors, I mean, I've never been. It's on my bucket list. But, you know, I did a little bit of research, and it's really incredible how many figures are there.
Okay.
I think it's something like 8,000 soldiers, over 600 horses, over 100 chariots. I mean, this is just incredible.
Incredible. Well, that's why this word is so great, is because it could be like incredible as amazing,
mm-hmm.
but also hard to believe.
Right, right.
So, like, wow, that's incredible.
However, now that she's seen the warriors, she is starving.
Starving. Okay. So this doesn't mean that she's dying from hunger,
mm-hmm.
although it could.
Right, right.
It just means she's really, really hungry.
Right, exactly. Now, what does Arnold suggest first?
Well, he has a pretty good idea here. He says they should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Do you by any chance know what mutton stew is?
I do. I do. It's a stew with some mutton inside. But one thing we are going to find in this lesson is in English, there's actually two words that we use for sheep meat.
Okay. All right. So what is the next one?
The next one is lamb skewer.
Okay.
Now, this is, you know, for us foreigners living here in Shanghai, this is probably one of the first words most of us learn,
mm-hmm.
just because there's always some, you know, shaokao barbecue on the street where they're always selling lamb skewers.
Exactly. So mutton and lamb are both ways to describe sheep meat.
Right.
But what's the difference?
In my mind, lamb is like a younger sheep.
Okay.
Like when I think mutton, I think kind of like an older, tougher sheep.
I think you're right, because when I think of mutton, I do think of an older, it might be a little bit tougher meat, and so you need to stew it to get it all tender again.
Okay, so a stew is basically like a thick soup with bread in here. Just means you're adding a kind of pita bread.
All right, so they've got mutton stew and lamb skewers, which is how you would call, you know, yang rou chuan.
Yes, exactly. I like Arnold's little observation here. You can never have too much lamb. I have eaten with Spencer before, and I think Spencer agrees with this.
Yeah. Right, so this you can never have too much something is actually quite a nice phrase to learn.
Yeah, it is a fun little phrase,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, you can never have too much sleep.
Ah, yes.
That's the way I look at it.
Or you can never have too much good food.
Yes, exactly. Now, much here doesn't need to be much. It could be many.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can never have too many friends.
Right.
You can never listen to too many open language lessons.
Right. So this is actually going to be our grammar point for this lesson.
That's right, guys. So don't forget, you can never have too much grammar. So why don't you go ahead and check out that grammar section.
Now, apparently, something has caught Sarah's attention.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. But actually, it's a rou jia mo.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people do call this the Chinese hamburger.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it kind of looks like a sloppy joe.
Yeah, we've got this food.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a sloppy joe.
Right.
I think the difference between a hamburger and a sloppy joe is that the meat in the middle, it's not really together. Like
right.
a hamburger is one, we call it a patty.
Yes.
Whereas the sloppy joe is much, much more like this, the Chinese hamburger.
Exactly. So it's going to be like ground meat with a sauce.
Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they are going to order quite a bit of meat here. But Sarah says that she's in the mood for something else.
So she's basically saying that she would like to eat some noodles.
Right, she feels like it.
Mm-hmm, right. And in fact, in the mood is a very, very useful phrase in everyday language.
It is, right? You know, like, not only when you are talking about food, I mean, it can also be like, oh, I'm not in the mood to work today.
Right. Or maybe your friends want to go out and you want to stay in.
Yeah.
And you're just not in the mood to go out.
Just not in the mood.
So whether it's an activity or a food, you can always use in the mood to say if you want to or don't want to do something.
Right, exactly. Now, the thing that Sarah is in the mood for is something that I, too, am always in the mood for.
Yeah.
In fact, I had this for lunch.
Oh. All right, so cold noodles.
Cold noodles. Not a great name in English because there's a lot of noodles. I don't know if you guys know this about your country. There are lots of noodles here.
Yeah. And actually, every time I see cold noodles, I think of actually literally cold noodles,
okay,
as in liang mian.
Just not hot.
Right. Not liang pi.
Well, I see. That's the thing is people always ask me, like, how do you translate liang pi or liang pi? And I just always say cold noodles. So that's what we're going to go with today.
All right.
Just be careful because Diana is right. Cold noodle can really mean anything.
All right. So Arnold says that, you know, that's a really good suggestion, but he would prefer her to try something else.
Okay, and so what is that thing they're going to try?
These are biang biang noodles.
Okay, so you can't go into, a Shanxi restaurant without seeing these noodles somewhere. Maybe, there will be a big poster on the wall, or you'll see somebody, very happy to order these.
Right. Now, what makes these noodles so special?
Well, the noodles are special because they're a little bit longer. They're definitely flatter.
Okay.
And they're just bigger.
Yeah, they're pretty wide.
And they're wide, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think what's really special and why these are very popular, of course, the taste, but also the name.
All right. So Sarah says here, look at that character.
Okay. So character here, we are talking about Chinese characters.
Right. So basically one word.
Yes. So if you guys have ever seen this character for Biang, I'm guessing you probably have. It's a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that in 1 second. Are there any other ways we can use this word character?
So the Chinese language aside, we can say that your character is kind of like your personality.
Right, like she has good character.
Right, or you can say her character is quite flawed.
Well, that's what's interesting. My dad always used to say, He's a real character.
He's a real character.
Meaning that person is kind of, crazy or interesting.
Right, because character can also be, a role that someone plays.
In a movie.
Right, or a book, maybe.
Yeah, so in movies or books, these characters, these people, they're usually pretty interesting.
Right?
They have to be interesting.
You wouldn't read or wouldn't watch.
Exactly. So next time you have a friend who's, maybe a little special, you can just say like, wow, he's a real character.
Right. All right. So coming back to the actual Biang character, you wanted to mention something earlier.
Well, I think it's funny here because Sarah has clearly noticed this character and it is very noticeable.
Yeah.
And often in the restaurant, it will be quite big.
Right. It'll be a big poster.
Yeah, it'll be a big poster. So, I think as a foreigner, she would probably want to know if Arnold can write that character.
Right. Now, luckily for Arnold, something else is happening.
The waiter came.
Yes.
Yeah, he was saved by the waiter. Okay, it's a very difficult character to write, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's about it for today's lesson. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, Byangbyang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
Dialogue, second time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, Byangbyang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
Dialogue, third time.
I'm so happy you finally got to see the Terracotta Warriors, Sarah.
I know. What an incredible experience. But now I'm starving. What's for lunch?
Well, we should start with some mutton stew with bread.
Okay, great. Oh, could we get a few lamb skewers too?
Good idea. You can never have too much lamb.
Hey, what's this? It kind of looks like a hamburger.
That's rojamo. Actually, a lot of people do call it the Chinese hamburger. I just call it delicious.
I'm in the mood for some noodles too. Could we get those cold noodles with sesame sauce and cucumbers?
Those are pretty good, but I really suggest you try these ones, Byangbyang noodles.
Oh wow, look at that character. Can you write that?
Hey, the waiter's here.
So, Adam, you said that you are a fan of Shanxi cuisine.
I am a huge fan.
So, when's the last time you had something that's considered Shanxi food?
What time is it?
It is in the afternoon sometime.
I guess 4 hours ago.
4 hours ago.
Lunchtime. Yeah, lunchtime.
And what did you have?
Well, you know, I didn't have the mutton stew with bread. I didn't have the lamb skewers.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have the liang ker.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We had an earlier lesson where we talked about this word, mianjin.
Mm-hmm.
So some seitan.
Okay.
Really, really spicy.
Really spicy.
And some cucumbers.
And some cucumbers. Sounds delicious.
It really is it's my favorite food. I used to eat it every day.
Oh, wow.
But all my friends told me that that's not very healthy. I don't know why. I think it's very healthy, but...
Right. And in fact, before I came to China, I was really not a big fan of lamb.
Oh.
Because, I mean, I know you don't eat meat.
Mm.
I don't know if you ate
lamb
before.
Sure.
But it's kind of got this, like, flavor.
Mm.
And, you know, we call it a gamey flavor.
Oh, okay.
That is usually not present in beef or pork or chicken or fish.
Mm.
So I was never used to it. I never liked it when my parents put it in hot pot. But, oh my gosh, lamb skewers... They're delicious.
They're incredible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, well, what do you think? Are you fans of Shanxi food?
Mm-hmm. And if so, what are your favorites? And maybe what are some that we did not mention?
Yeah, it's really, you know, this food series it's really fun to make,
mm-hmm.
but it's really difficult to choose which food goes in.
Right, right. I'm sure there's more than just 5 items.
Right, right. Of course. Okay, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed this lesson. If you have any other questions or comments, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.